Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Something Brewing. This is Tracy Mahan, and I am here with the incredible, talented, amazing, gifted, psychic, intuitive channel, Cherry Divine. Come on in, Cherry.
Hello, everyone. I love the way we bring each other in. Wouldn't it be great if all of us would, when we thought of somebody, think of all of the positives about them? Wouldn't that be something? And actually say them out loud?
you're making me think of a little thing that was going around in social media the other day. And it was just like, I just kept moving because the idea disturbed me. But it was this gentleman that proposed to a gal in the middle of a mall, which is his own downfall. Unless you know you're getting a yes, don't do it publicly.
Anyway,
she ends up walking away. And part of me, I was trying to figure out if this was something that was staged as a social experiment or what the deal was. I think it was a social experiment. I didn't give it enough time to see what it was really about. But anyways, the idea was that all those people that were circled around him when he did this proposal were more excited that she walked away and left him devastated in the middle of this arena, and were taking pictures and videos and laughing and making their comments. And only one guy out of the crowd went out to the middle and helped that guy up from his kneel and gave him a hug and told him it was going to be okay and walked him out of there. And so,
oh my gosh,
it was to show how, you know, how we are in these situations. And most people were more concerned about how fun that was going to be to post that on their social media page versus going out and helping this person who was just devastated by the girl he was proposing to. So, it's a little disturbing. So
that's a whole bunch disturbing. So, gosh, yeah. Well, you know, people have been geared to have a fascination with what we call the negatives, where somehow it makes others feel better about themselves. I'm not sure how that is to see somebody else have something devastating happen or to put somebody down, and somehow that makes you feel all better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're doing the positives because we all deserve to understand and know our perfection. So, oh goodness. And now I've got a, today's my daughter's birthday, and she just sent me thank you for the happy birthday text.
So,
hi, happy birthday,
Erica. Oh, Jamie, which one?
Jamie,
got so many now.
Erica's in August. Jamie's in
happy birthday,
wrong daughter. Oh, well, anyway, now back to the show. Hey, you all know how to get to our chat, I hope, on Facebook. It is at Cat Media 2, number 2, right at the end of the word media, no space. It is ongoing all week long. And, so we go in and we post various things, what we're doing, what we aren't doing, just what we want to do, you know, where we might go. Listen to this. Anyway, and we will be taking your calls at the half hour. Please, one question, be specific. And that way we can, give you the most beneficial reading, because we can only, we can't go into depth. There's too many people on the phone lines. And that number is 646-668-8389. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Good morning,
Debbie. I see her peeking her eyes into the chat room. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's so funny. Yes, it is Wednesday morning, and this can happen. She says, good morning, ladies. Oops, forgot to post that here earlier. I get it. I totally get it.
I was, I just want to put this in here because I really like the way Angel, put this out there is, I was a guest on the New Age Guild Community Spirit Talk radio program on Blog Talk. I know, I'm reading. you can always tell when I'm reading because all of a sudden I slow down and I'm tripping over my tongue or that happens without reading. But anyway, she put it out there because I did on-air readings. And she did it in such a wonderful way to remind people that this is just a sample to give you an idea of how we work, that this is both mine and Tracy's full-time profession. And so we can go in, we can answer your questions to an extent, yet it's even better to step in there and have a full reading. Then you get the, you know, everything about it, the pieces and parts that get missing in just getting the basics. So,
yeah.
I just like the way she put that, because a lot of people will walk away a little bit disappointed going, oh my goodness, they didn't give us enough. Well, we have a whole slew of callers, and we just can't do that on the air. And some of it is extremely personal. So that's something not everybody wants all of the world to hear, because we are on the internet. Anyway, I'm going to stop.
And here's something else I want to say to that is, you know what? On Monday night, we had an issue with that where people were wanting to ask multiple questions. And it was like, one question, please. Oh, and they, and like you said, they were disappointed. And, you know, again, this is a free reading on a radio show. And here's another thing to think about. When you call in, you know, we've got multiple things going on. We're multitasking at the point you're calling in. If you set up an appointment with us, our attention is on you. And it's easier for us to get fully tuned into you, to maybe get more accurate information for you. You're calling in and we're having to give you information on the fly. And sometimes for me, I'm only speaking for me because that's all I know, but it takes me a minute to kind of get a real feel for the situation that you're asking about. So, you know, just know that, and only take the parts of the reading that feel right to you. If it doesn't feel right, then, you know, you don't have to receive it as truth. Only take it if it feels true to you. So that's, you know, that's a big rule with any reading is, you know, take the parts that feel right. And I'm going to say, you kind of probably need to listen to the other parts too, because later it might make sense to you. But, you know, it's definitely not... readings can be for fun. They're not meant to be for counsel, but, you know, oftentimes we can gain a lot of insight and it can really improve a situation. So I understand people wanting that. And I also love to have that when I'm going through stuff and I can call somebody and ask for some insight around that outside of my own thoughts. And so they're very positive, or can be. So just stay open. Let it come in. One of the things we had Monday night is the gal I had on the show was pulling cards, and the way that she read was different than this person was used to, apparently, from some other readings. And she got a little bit cranky online and was upset that my guest was asking her questions instead of just giving her the answer. And so you guys, be open. Everybody reads differently. Allow them their process, and then you'll get to your answer much quicker. So that being said too. Okay.
Well, you know what? I didn't realize this was going to be so about this, but there's a little more to that. Tracy, one of the things is, and again, this is for me, is when you have an in-depth reading, it goes through the layers because you have energy blocks and it'll go and travel in and through. And that's why sometimes some of the information takes a bit to get there, you know, a few minutes or whatever, because we're moving through the layers into that deeper substance of you. And many times people will reject, like you said, the information that comes, yet I've found everything serves us. And if we hold a huge rejection to something, we're actually holding a spiritual doorway closed. And I've found on my own, you know, people will say, well, this, or this. And I'm like, oh, really? And then like you said, Tracy, later it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just noticed we lost one of our callers. And so it is also just, you know, it is what it is. You know, some very deep and interesting information does come up. And for me, the idea of telling you your future, no longer exists. It'll say your potentials, because you're creating in every moment. And you may get a piece of information and you're going, hold it, I don't want to do it that way. And you have free will. And so many times I've had people come to me and they'd said, oh, this person gave me this and it didn't happen. And I'm, you know, so they, you know, really were upset. And it's like, okay, did you choose not to go that direction? You know, how did it touch you? What did it bring into your awareness? And did it change the course that you were taking? You know, there's so many different parts to all of this. But, you know, this ties into our self-care topic, too, because we were talking body, mind, and spirit. Is a session can help you with your spiritual path, your movement on it. It can help you gain insight into who you are, how you react, why you react the way you do. It'll help you with emotional blockages and old emotional traumas. So, you know, it is well worth it for you to take the time, whether it be Tracy, me, or somebody else, and actually speak to somebody you're drawn to, because it can help you see things or give you insights about you that you aren't aware of. So, you know, taking care of ourselves is important, and that is all of us. Is many times people will focus on one area, only one area, or maybe two. And then leave one part out. But to have balance in your life, it's taking care of every part of you. And you'll notice when you're out of balance and not caretaking for yourself, you will feel fatigued. You will have accidents or feel scattered. You will have a lot of disruptions, emotional turmoil or disturbances, just feeling out of sorts. And so it's always good to, you know, just take that moment and say, hold it. What part of me am I not taking care of? Your world starts with you. And so you are the priority in your world. For you to be able to have and give to somebody else, it means, to be there and be your best for you. But others, it means take care of you. There you go. There's your cough.
There's my cough. So, very true, though. I mean, say hi to Elizabeth. I don't have the Blog Talk chat, so hi to everybody over there in Blog Talk. I'm looking at the Cat Media 2 chat, and everyone, you know, Wednesday mornings are fun because everybody kind of starts gradually coming in and, you know, grabbing their coffee or their tea, and we're just getting started over there. So self-care, what's a good self-care thing to do on a daily basis, do you think?
Well, you know, it depends. I like to get up in the morning. And for me, I dislike being rushed. And I really don't want to talk to anybody when I first wake up. For me, the quiet, the peace of the solitude of it all. So for me, self-care in the morning is getting up before anybody else or having to do anything else and just letting myself be here, present in that moment of quiet.
I'm going to laugh a little because we do an early morning show.
That means I get up at 5.
I don't want to talk to people in the morning. Oh, but let's do the show. No.
Well, that means I get up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, so I have my quiet time, my solitude. And it's allowing you. And so to do that, that means I go to bed earlier to take care of my body on Tuesday night. Now, I always like it when my body agrees to fall asleep because I'm in bed a little earlier. You know, it's pushing yourself to the end of, I used to do what they called burn both ends of the candle. You know, when I was younger, I just always had so much I was doing, and I was just fast paced, high paced. You know, when I was a kid, Friday night would hit. I wouldn't sleep again until Sunday night. Or if I did sleep, it'd be an hour, maybe 2 hours. Oh, yeah. And that was because I was working, going to school, having a social life. But that's the way I lived my life. And I had it, oh, gosh, I would have been probably 20. And I had my daughter and stuff. And I had so much going on. I was staying up really late. And, you know, taking care of business. And I was getting maybe 2-3 hours sleep a night. You have a new baby and stuff, you don't sleep. And I just kept pushing it, not taking a nap or anything during the day. And I woke up one morning, and this is how our bodies will talk back to us. And I almost passed out. And everything about me ached. Everything about me hurt. I ended up going into the doctor. And they checked me for strep and mono. And then I went home. Thank goodness my mother was there and took care of my daughter. Because I slept. I fell asleep, and I slept for 13 hours. My body was worn out. And as soon as I woke up, I was fine. So pay attention to your body, what it's telling you.
Sleep is one of my favorite self-cares. Let's go take a nappy. But yeah. Another thing I like to do is I like to laugh. So if I'm feeling like it's time to take care of me, I might go pull up a comedy or go to a movie or do something, get together with some friends that I know I'm going to be sitting around laughing with, and try to lighten up a heavy energy. You know, if I'm weighed down with something, it's good to separate from that and go laugh, go do something fun, go take yourself out of the element, maybe even just go be in nature or something of that effect. But definitely taking myself out of the element that's causing me the stress or the heavy feelings, and just go separate from it. It brings in clarity. It brings in, you know, when we start worrying about situations, problems at home or at work or whatever, it kind of creates a block to the solution to come in. So when we can separate from that and go, I find it hard to meditate when I'm in that mindset. So I go out in nature, or I go watch a movie or something that just takes my mind off of everything else for even an hour, a couple hours, whatever. And then, then I can come back with a fresh head and sit down. And, you know, usually the answer or the solution flows in. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. You know, here, and this is a way of a very easy way of self-care when we're feeling all distraught and all of this. The picture I posted is one I took when I was in Monterey, California. And every time I look at that picture, the energy of the place, and it would be there whether I had actually physically been there or not, automatically calms me. I just get peaceful. So find something to look at. Trace, I want to travel back to something because I have an idea that, you know, some people might have misunderstood a little bit is where you said readings are for fun. And, you know, for me, this is the way I put it out because it can be fun, but I do know it's informative and that we tap into areas. But we put out disclaimers because we are not licensed for medical, legal, or any other type of business consultation. And one of the things I have on my website is to remember you are a physical being, and the non-physical beings that enter during a session are not recognized by federal, state, or local governments. And so, and accordingly, we're not issued any licenses. It does not negate the information that comes. But again, it's also remembering what Tracy said, you know, connect with what feels good to you, let the rest go. You may have gotten that what you need. But that's all of a sudden I just got, there's some mental hesitation going on. Almost there again is feeling as if somebody felt extremely disappointed that their question wouldn't have been taken seriously. We take what we do very seriously.
Very seriously. Yeah.
Very seriously.
Indeed. And actually I work on the level of a healer, so I don't classifying that. Again, these titles that we have, not necessarily the best way to describe things because everyone can interpret things differently. But when you guys call and you're asking us a question, my tendency is to go into the energy blocks around this desire that you have or something of that effect. And I know that sometimes you guys just want us to say, oh, Mr. or Mrs. Wright's showing up on this date in this location. Be there. And, you know, it's maybe some people can do that. That's not me. I'm going to look at why that hasn't come in for you yet. Is it a timing thing? Is it an energy thing? Is it a, you know, is there a cord to a past thing that needs to be addressed? And so, you know, we each have our own process. That's what I think that was more of what I was getting at. It doesn't, I'm not trying to play down what we do, but it is not recognized as counsel. So,
yes,
you know,
yes. That's
and good. We do have to do the disclaimer. So,
well,
yeah.
That's it. And now, look, everybody's popping back up on the board. See, we want you to know you are important to us and your questions are important. And one person has not pushed the one. If you have a question, please push the number one. And that way we know to take you at the half hour. But, you know, goodness, we're at 7:20 already. And let's take care of ourselves a little bit and others by telling them how to get in touch with us and what we're doing.
Oh, wonderful. Do I get to go first?
Yes, that's why I actually took that breath. That was your cue.
My cue. Okay. Well, you guys, I'm over on Facebook quite often. That's at Tracy Mahan, CHT for Certified Hypnotherapist. My website is tracymahan.com. And I just recently started a Patreon page. And I'm going to take a half a second to explain that because I know a lot of people don't know what that is. So the Patreon page is a website that's set up, and it's actually set up much like Facebook, where I can post things that I don't post anywhere else. It's exclusively Patreon, and here's why. I'm posting hypnosis, meditations, exclusive interviews, face-to-face talks with different people. My goal is to make the face-to-face talks with the patrons of my page. So right now, I'm just getting started. I only have a handful of patrons over there. But it's patreon.com/Tracy Mahan. So patreon.com/Tracy Mahan gets you over to the Patreon page. It has exclusive material. Yes, it costs money, but guess what? It's $2 a month, it's $5 a month, or it's $8 a month, depending on which level you want to be at. And for what you get, that is pretty darn reasonable. You get a lot of things for $8 a month. So it's a great way for me to be able to share what I do and for you to be able to sample what I do. Get, you know, I have right now, I have past life regression on there. I have weight loss. I have motivation and focus meditation. I have, there's a couple more things. I'm losing track of what I have. And as a thank you to everyone that's already signed up. Love you guys. Thank you for supporting me over there and helping me get that page started. Okay, Cherry, your turn.
Well, it's like this. She forgot to say you can go to tracymahan.com. Isn't that what it is? T-R-A-C-I-E, M as in Mary, A, H as in Henry, A-N. Isn't that kind of there? .com. You were so into the Patreon, you forgot your web link. Anyway,
no, I put that on there first with the Facebook
page. Oh, did you?
Page.
Never heard. Never
heard. But I was
going
to let you share it again. I'm not going to stop you.
Well, hey, there's a reason for it. There is a purpose. Anyway,
exactly.
And then, you know, and so you can go to cherrydivine.com and find everything that's going on with me. And I have a special I've been running. It's got two more days. I sign up for a session and save $10 on a half hour reading, $15 on an hour reading. This is part of self-care. You know, a lot of people will hesitate on spending money on a session or many other things because they say, oh, I need this, or they need this. You, again, I'm going to put it out there. You're the most important piece of your world. You create from the inside out. So everything that's going on is also part of what's living inside of you. You can go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and join me and be my friend. I'm going to go back to the website. If you want to know where I'm going to be and current specials and things like that, join the mailing list on Cherry Divine. com, because that information will come out. I don't overload you with emails of everything, but I do plan on starting some classes here in the near future. I have two retreats already listed for next year. One's the Big Island Experience, and it'll be the second year of doing this. It was fabulous this year. And then there's one in Mount Shasta, California, and there will be two more in Mount Shasta, California, at least next year. So, you know, Tracy, I'm watching the caller board, and I'm noticing people coming in, and then I'm noticing the calls going away. I am starting to wonder if Blog Talk isn't having a little issue.
I have a couple on the board. Are you not seeing any?
I see a couple, but I've seen four come in and I've seen two fall out. And then I've seen another one come in and I see another one fall out. So people are, most of the time people say, hold it, we really like you ladies. We're going to hang in there. So sometimes I know Blog Talk gives a little bit of issue.
Yeah.
So, anyway, okay. So how can people do self-care for the mind or the emotional body? What do you think?
I wanted to share one of the self-care things I did the other day, and I know this may not be available for everyone, but I have a dear friend that lives not too far from me, and she does massage, and she comes to the house, and over the time that I've known her, you know me, I like to evolve that spiritual aspect, and so encouraged her to bring in the energy work with the massage. And I have to tell you, I had a massage with her the other day, and it makes such a difference to have that energy piece in there. Like when she was massaging, she would find where I was carrying energy, stuck energy cords, whatever it was, and she would tap into that, help, and we together, she would tell me when she found it, and then together we would focus on that area and see if there was anything I needed to know before clear it out, blah blah blah. So meanwhile she's massaging and I'm getting all this energy work done, and I have to tell you, if I could recommend anyone do anything, it is that. I felt like $1 million after that, and actually we're going to even up that. I felt like $1 billion after that.
Ooh.
So it was an incredible experience to have the two things merged, you know, and have the energy, the cord cutting, the balancing of the chakras and all these different things that she was doing with it. I was so excited to see that she had really taken that and made it her own. And, so I wish everyone lived near me, because I would be handing her number out to every single one of you. I know Mindy's listening, and she's had Erica come give her massages as well. And I'm sure she's had the same experiences. It's kind of an addiction at this point. It's like, man, I need to win the lottery so I can just have her show up every morning and start my day that way.
She could just be your personal masseuse.
Yeah, I'd pay her well.
Yes, but that would limit who she's meant to get in touch with.
So
but, you
true.
Know, taking care of your body like that also takes care of your emotional body and your spiritual body. Because what happens is not only are your physical body becoming more relaxed and releasing toxic energy, and when we lose or let go of energetic cords or hooks or energy bodies, drainages on the spiritual and emotional level leave, confusing thought, because we are empathetic people, empathetic beings. And, you know, some people point out that I missay that word, deal with it. I say it the way it comes into me anyway. And what that means is everything is energy. Everything in life is energy. And so whether we're aware of it or not, we connect with other people's energy daily, you know, all the time. Pieces of furniture hold other people's energy. We can bring in an antique and it has the energy vibrations of others when it hasn't been cleared. So when you take care of your body and you allow those old energies to disperse, then it actually brings balance to the mind, body, and the spirit. It allows more of your natural essence to flow through your body. And so that's all about well-being. That's all about taking care of you. So, you know, a lot of people don't think of that, Tracy, about the energy being attached to objects.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah.
Years ago, I was doing a little workshop for a group of ladies, and I had been holding cards and sending energy into them, and they could see them start to become 3D because it was as if the cards were coming alive. And so they didn't quite understand that or get it. They were fascinated. But so then I picked up and set on the table a dried flower arrangement. And it looked dull and condensed and all this. I started clearing its energy and sending energy in. And amazement came because all of a sudden it seemed to grow and the colors changed and everything like that. One lady became, very disconcerted. She could deal with the energy and the cards, but not on the flower arrangement. And what I was, is to her, that just seemed too weird. And what I was explaining to her is that flower arrangement had been around many, many people for many, many years, in and out, all of the energies, and energy had compacted on it and had been held to it. So anytime anybody was around it, it was also, connecting with whoever was there. And so when we clear objects, it really, it helps, benefit and balance, the energies in our field and allows us to let go of them. It can just negate old energy. So just a little FYI.
So I know everyone listening has got to have at least a Reiki practitioner, energy workers of some sort around them, and I encourage you guys, right now we've got so much crazy energy coming in, and again, we just had a full moon, and my own personal experience with the full moon was a lot of people were in distress over last weekend, and trying to get a hold of me to see if I was available to talk and different things like that. And, this is one of the things that I would recommend. Take some time and go get a Reiki session done or something to that effect where you're balancing your chakras. If that's hard for you to get to something like that, do a meditation, maybe a guided meditation where you're clearing your own chakras and just take some time to ground out and to just see each of your chakras cleared out, happy, bright, just like Cherry did with her pretty little flowers. The energy of other people's stuff and the energy, like even when you just go to a restaurant and you sit down in a chair after somebody else had just been at that table, there's a really good chance you could take on some energy. The waiter or waitress that comes to your table, most of us know if they've had a good or a bad day. And so, just remember that energy is transferring over to you, to your food, whatever, and just put blessings in everything. And, if I'm one of those that I need to practice more of what I preach about, asking for blessings over the food, especially when I'm eating out, but it is a good practice to get into because you don't know what mood people are in that are making your food or the ones delivering it to your table or to you or whatever that might be. So,
Who picked it, who did what, what traumas were there, but that's it is doing your best to eat well, sleep well, take time for you, walks outside. Exercise is excellent for keeping, it creates movement in your endorphins and keeps you happier. I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit, Tracy, because I had to laugh. Our beautiful Debbie said, for the two of you, will my winter be as amazing as the last few have been? Or in other words, will it be a positive experience? And you know, I had to answer kind of tongue in cheek because Debbie is such a wonderful creator. And when she's putting this, I had to, you know, it's like, what do you want it to be? How can you attract in what you want? How will you let the people and events around you affect you? And yes, Debbie, you deserve
that. I can hear Debbie laughing in my ear right now.
That's it, because she knows exactly
what to do. She knew the answer before she wrote the question.
Exactly. And you choose, you know, this is something to remember, people. You choose how your experiences affect you. You can look at the idea of being less than or the most positive. You know, we have a lot of chaos going on in the world right now, and people have been asking, how do I deal with this? One thing, disconnect from the fear body and look above it and see light, see love. But Debbie, sweetheart, you have amazing times, whether it be winter, spring, summer, or fall. And sometimes you have down times. You understand the cycle, but it feels like a very blessed winter. So have to put that out there.
my little snowbird is on her way to, she's going to be on her way to Arizona.
Ooh.
So I am going to look at that and just see. It feels like, gosh, Debbie, you're expanding in so many different ways right now with your own psychic tools and abilities and insights. And it really feels like you're going to have a period where you're really processing what's coming in. And then it almost feels like right before spring hits, you're going to start stepping into a new version of who you are and how you're thinking and reacting to the world. So that's going to be kind of exciting and mm-hmm. something to look forward to, because there's a big shift coming for you, but it's not until the later half of winter. So, okay.
Very good. You know, Trace, how about if we take the caller, because I'm watching, I'm seeing so many calls
let's not
drop.
Let another one drop. Yeah.
Believe something's going on with Blog Talk. So
yeah.
Caller with the last four digits, 4884, you are on the air. And so who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
You talking to me?
Yes. Yes, I am. And who is me?
This is Stan. How you doing?
Doing good. Where are you calling from, Stan?
I am in Waynesville, North Carolina. It's in the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
and so what... Yeah, what is your question for us?
Well, let's see. It's the first time I'm catching you girls on the Blog Talk, so I haven't listened long enough to know what your approach is. So let's see, I'll ask a question. Perhaps you could, I've got some spiritual gifts that started showing up. I guess I started awakening about 10 years ago, and I've done some energy work, but I just turned 65 a couple of days ago. And
happy birthday.
I have some adult sons, but also have had a pretty interesting and unique life because I have a 3.5-year-old now, and I'm sort of retired, but I need to do something. Well, I'm trying to formulate the plan for what to do that is the reason why I'm here on the planet. You know? And if you're accessing some information about that, I would love to hear it about what I might be doing next or what I need to listen for or look for. How about that for a question?
That sounds like a good question. Do you want to start, Trace, or do you want me to?
Stan, when you're talking, I get dragon energy all around you, so I don't know if that's something you've tapped into yet or if you'd even be interested exploring that, but I feel this dragon energy around you. Is that something you're familiar with?
Well, yeah, I guess. Dragon is not something it sort of came in within the last couple of years. I was not sure about that. I was getting other stuff before that, and I've connected with other, power animals and stuff. But can you kind of give me information about what that means?
Yep. I just wanted to confirm that you're aware of it. And then it feels like the dragons want to help you surf dimensions, I guess is the way I want to put it in there. I was trying to find words, and they weren't coming in. Doing some dimension traveling. And what happens is you awaken parts of yourself while going into these other dimensions, and then you can bring that piece back to the Earth realm, the Earth dimension, and use some of those gifts to actually help heal the Earth. It feels like you're very connected to Earth energy, healing the Gaia, bringing in a lot of vibration into the Earth that is beneficial. And then what I'm seeing in my head right now is that you take that and then you just vibrate it out and actually help wake up other people with this. You're already doing it, but it's going to be on a bigger scale. So I don't know if you're ready to step more into doing, as you're in this retirement phase, if you're ready to step more into doing some spiritual work. And by all means, start a business with it and make sure you get, even if you don't make it a business, make sure that you get a trade of some sort so that your energy doesn't get off balance with it. If you're working on somebody clearing their energy, because it feels like you have quite a gift for grounding other people out, clearing their energy and helping them reset, make sure that you're getting something in exchange for that. And you can set that up in your own mind. I mean, it could be as simple as, I want a hug as a trade for this, just whatever it is, make sure you have something there that is an exchange for you so that your energy stays balanced with it. Okay. Does that sound kind of
in
alignment
with
you? Okay.
Some of that you were talking about connecting with and for Gaia, I'd done some work a couple years back with a friend of mine. She's in Minnesota, but we'd connect online. I mean, not online. We'd connect that through the ethers with some mountains. We were doing work with the high peaks on the planet. And so what you're saying is reminding me of that, and I'm kind of feeling that kind of vibrate through me as you're talking.
Yeah, I am too. I'm getting chills as you're talking about it.
Because she and I did that experience together. I mean, we weren't actually talking. We just agreed on a time to do it. And then we'd report, afterwards what we were experiencing. It was a pretty powerful feeling, and it felt like I was actually doing, accomplishing something very beneficial.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I agree.
Yep, I appreciate you accessing that energy and doing your best to interpret that. That can be
a
challenge.
It's a bigger challenge sometimes, isn't it?
put words on that thing. And my own experience is that, some people want to, that you're reading for, want to take everything literally that you're speaking, but you got to give it a little bit of room because words sometimes limit the information.
Is it okay if I jump in really quick?
Because
we've got a couple other callers
on the
line. And so I love dragon energy. And remember not to overlook dragonflies. They're representatives of dragon energy, transformation, courage, strength, fortitude. And one of the things is, you said you had a birthday just a couple of days ago?
Yeah, on Sunday.
So you're a Scorpio, correct?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Very much into the inner knowingness, very intuitive, very psychic, very much into the occult. And so one of the things it does say with the dragon energy is to really tap into your intuitive or psychic nature and look at life more as a mystery and wonder. And yes, I did go look it up because it just felt like I was projected there. One of the things I'd like you to do in where you said that you haven't heard our show before, I am known as the word police. And the reason is when I went through my shift, the first thing that happened is my group changed the way that I spoke. And, one of the things is if you look and, you know, look at what you are, claim what you do as your chosen abilities. That's what you chose to come here for. And that will let you actually tap into it even more so. You're very, very laid back, very, very calm, and you have had that calming effect around people for all of your life. I'm like you. I stepped in a little later in life, knowing of my abilities, that sort of thing, yet they were always there. So look and see where you blocked off, because it shows that you had an incident that occurred right around the age 4, 5 and into 6, in which you started shutting down your chosen abilities. And that is your intuitiveness, your feeling around people. And a part of you became somewhat guarded. You're dismantling that. So it would be very good for you to go back and do a meditation and travel back to that. It does feel like you had a grandparent, two grandparents is what it's saying, that is very much into the nature of the human essence, very knowing beings. And you're kind of following those family lines. Don't be afraid to step out and offer your services. And like Tracy said, is remember an energy exchange. Many people believe that, you know, it's always to give, give, give when we do this. That throws you out of balance. So whether it be a hug, whether it be monetary, whatever, allow something to come back in. And it just shows you really opening up. And I'm seeing you at some events in your area actually doing energy work, but also tapping in and reading people. So it just feels like you've opened a new chapter of your life and you're stepping out in a larger way. So, and so now we're going to have to go on to our other callers. I sure hope that helped.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate you all accessing that information. And I'll be checking you out. And thank you very much.
Oh, give that little daddy 3.5-year-old a hug. We could hear him.
Yeah,
that was
cookies.
Fun.
You have a great day.
All right, Dan. You have a good day.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, ready for the next caller?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 0847. You are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
What is your question? Hi.
This is Gwen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. I'm at my desk at work. I know.
Perfect.
I know.
Now, is Gwen
my
short
question
for Gwendolyn?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I do believe I know you.
Yes, we do know each other.
Yes, we do. How are you doing, sweetie?
How fun.
Anyway,
I am excellent.
Good.
Well, my question is the fact that I feel like my energy is changing. And I feel like I'm stepping into who I really am. And I can see by how people are interacting with me, not just women, but men as well. How do I maintain this energy and this vibe?
Mm.
And I think I might be a dragon, too. I think I might be a dragon.
Okay. We all have dragons, and we need to tap into that. Yeah.
Yes.
The magic and mystery of life. Do you mind if I step in real quick, Trace?
Go ahead.
And this is why is because, Gwendolyn, as you're talking, your high heart and the lower portion of your throat chakra have energy blockages around. And there's also like this nervousness going on in the stomach. And so part of you is it's balancing the physical and the spiritual bodies. And so and this is why you're tapping into it. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of nervous energy going around you right now.
Yes.
And it is a matter of, one, it would be very good for you to ground out and surround with light because some of this is not your energy. But
yes,
be willing. And here's the thing is one of the dilemmas for the people who do this work when we're going through these changes and we work in mainstream or, you know many people in mainstream, it's how do we speak our truth and be able to, you know, live in both worlds and talk to those that haven't awakened yet. And just know that
that's
this
a challenge.
That is a challenge, yet you're going to find when you allow yourself to speak your truth that the words come out in a way that will surprise you, for one thing, but in a way that's acceptable to the other person. And you're going to go, whoa.
That's true.
What's happening is you're actually triggering energetic effects within them that allow them to open up. So trust, go to your heart chakra is very open, but go about 2 to 3 inches up from the heart chakra and go to the high heart and then just breathe into it and allow the energy to disperse, but give yourself permission to speak your truth. And again, dragon energy, mystery, wonder, joy, passion for living, you know, you're going to find that it all becomes much more enjoyable. So have fun with it and notice the changes when you're speaking to people, because that's going to give you more impactful information of how to continue on this path. So Trace, what
that's
do you
true.
Think?
Because I will tell you, I've used that energy when I was not aware of it, and I've damaged people. I've heard
Can I take that away from her right there? You do not have the power to damage anyone. That's a belief system. Is we all choose our lives. We all have our experiences. We all have our lessons. And we may have interactions that affect or bring awareness. But we do not have the power to create damage. You know, you may
tap
into something that caused a dilemma for something, but that was so the person would have that experience. That there aren't any accidents, there aren't any coincidences. So,
I've been carrying that for a very long time.
Yes,
and now you get to
time.
Let it go. That lead balloon just got filled with helium and took off. Nice.
Yes, because I thought it was something. I carry that and saw myself as a very bad person.
Ooh.
And I carried that guilt for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing else happened today.
They no longer talk to me.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, we get used for other people's triggers, just like, you know, people come in and trigger us in our lives. So, you know, you were doing your exchange with that. So I'm going to jump in because I have to tell you, I didn't hear much of what Cherry was saying because I kept getting information popping in, so I was writing it down.
Okay.
You are in a time where the Christ energy is coming in really strong, and it's helping you to become more of what you desired to be. And at night, while you are sleeping, you are clearing those old patterns and those old belief systems, much like the one we just looked at here, where you thought that you were creating damage. You're clearing that stuff, and it's helping you to become more authentically you. And so, what's happening is you're going to really start noticing people are coming to you and they won't know why. They're just going to be coming to you because they're drawn to this energy and this vibration you're putting out.
Yes.
And they're going to benefit not only just from being in the energy that you're creating, but from the words that you'll be speaking and talking to.
Yes.
And so just be open to being a vehicle of whatever it is that they need to hear or be, or however you want to put that together for yourself.
Yes.
To create more of that desired person you want to be. And it's so exciting that you
also
get to be repelling into this.
It also repels people as well.
That's okay. They're not ready. Let them be where they're at.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
And that one was a hard lesson for me, is to let people be where they're at. You know, this is where they're
That's
at on
right.
their journey. And we need to honor
yes.
that. And they're not ready.
Yes.
And it's okay. They will be. It's
That's
just
true.
Not right now. So
that's true.
You know, don't
that's
let it
true.
Stop you from being who you are. Don't change who you are to accommodate their discomfort.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Which I've always done, and that's not going to happen anymore.
I'm sure we're all raising our hand there. You know, I'm sure we could all think of where we adjusted who we were to accommodate somebody else so that they weren't
yes.
uncomfortable. So yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
you know, you have a beautiful
Ladies,
energy,
beautiful.
A beautiful purpose.
Thank you.
Make sure you're sharing.
Thank
there you.
You
go. And make sure you
I
keep
will.
It balanced.
I
that
will.
Was the other thing that came in, just like with
yes.
the gentleman that called before. Make sure you're mm-hmm. recharging yourself and keeping the balance there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very, right. very important for me. Very important.
Very.
Yeah. Love it.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Gwen.
Ladies, thank you so much. Thank you.
You
thank
go
thank
spread
you.
Your light. Okay.
There we go.
You have a good
thank
day.
Thank you. Many,
you
bye-bye. Many blessings.
You
Alrighty,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and so now we have caller with the last four digits, 6979. You're on the air. Who are we talking to? What is your question,
oh,
and
hi.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ken. This is Donna, California. And my question is,
I'm having a really hard time hearing.
Yeah, I was going to
okay,
say you
on.
Cut out, sweetie.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get off speed.
Is that better?
Yes.
That's way
better.
Okay, start with who we're talking to. Who's this?
My name's Donna from California. Hi.
Hi.
My question is, I heard my mother on the other side. Her voice came in the middle of my head, and I know it was her, and she said that I was going to be rewarded. Can the angels tell me how I'm going to be rewarded, that I got this message from her? Is it a new lifestyle, a husband, more money, a windfall? I just don't know what it is. And I had two dreams with her. Two different nights, and we're celebrating with such joy and happiness. It was unbelievable.
When I hear you're going to be rewarded, you know, to me that was like a burden was going to be lifted or something, some sort of shift for you was coming. I was seeing it more in an energetic way, and it was fun to listen to you say, new husband, new job, new situation, new this, you know, and it was all material things outside of you. And yeah, that's part of it, but it's more about how it shifts the energy within you and how you're going to be looking at the world. But there is going to be a nice big change that comes for you that is going to be welcomed. And when you said, is it going to be a husband, I believe is what you said. That feels accurate. It feels like there's going to be somebody that's going to come into your life that's a very pivotal person that's going to create shift. Rather, that person ends up being a husband. That part I'm not sure, but there's a very strong energy that's coming in to just help you shift and create a whole lighter, better, easier life, if that makes sense. And I'll let Jerry take it from there.
You know, Tracy, I am in agreement. It isn't to do with the material outside as much as that inner peace that you've been looking for, you know, and wanting. There's a part of you is, you know, rewards many times are done. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me a minute. They're saying the word reward was used because as a reference point, something that you could identify. So what's happening is you're bringing back pieces of you that were fractured out, scattered out from earlier family traumas. And you've been working to actually move through these processes and let the old trauma go. And your mother's been the one assisting you. And this is happening on the dream plane, in your dream state. Also, your mother, there's something there. She said, first of all, you basically got along good, but there were some times that you had outs. Does that make sense? Disagreements.
No, we didn't. We never fought or anything. We were pretty close. I was just
always
helping her.
Yeah, it just feels like there was some, oh my goodness, because it's hitting in the heart region, the heart chakra region. So when you get a chance, just go back, and it may seem minor to you, but there's times that even minor things will leave an emotional disruption.
Oh, I could see that now. Yeah, like she had a little drinking problem, and
okay,
that was
the problem. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. This is
the part that's being healed, because with the drinking, it actually, and again, there's no judgments in a session. Just want you to know, is we all have our experiences, our lessons. It is what it is. But when she would shut down, and that's what she was doing, it was when she drank, she shut down, and you couldn't feel her. There was an emotional disconnect. There's the bond that's being healed in your dream state. This will bring you, there again, she says peace, a claiming of the self, but also a deeper understanding. So that is part of this, what the reward is. And it's going to assist you in creating a much more secure life. Continue to have conversations with her and congratulate yourself that you actually heard her voice. She said she'd been trying to catch you for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So I sure hope that helps. Because
it helped me very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. We have time to say goodbye. it's all of a sudden 8 o'clock.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for being here and for joining us on the show. And I just want to thank the callers today. They were all very open and able to look at, like, even just that last call right there where you know, she was willing, Donna was willing to be open to, okay, what does that mean? Oh, yeah, and then finding the source, finding an element that fit that and being open to it. So thank you guys. That is, those were great examples of how when you're open, readings can really start flowing. So appreciate all of you.
Yes. Trace, okay, so do you have 2 minutes left?
I have 2 minutes left. Yes, I can do that.
I accidentally clicked on caller 8184. Can you throw your question out for us really, really quick? Because we're running over a little bit, and I know Tracy has to go get children ready for school.
How sweet. Okay, real quick. I just moved to this area. Do you see me find a job really soon?
I can.
Do you mind sharing where the area is?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, perfect.
I got a big fat yes. That's the way they said, a big fat yes. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there and look in several different areas and let it be exciting, because you've got some really good opportunities coming. Tracy?
Okay.
For some reason, I'm taking a more spiritual approach on everyone today. To me, it feels like that area just called you, and it's just like brought you to it.
Yeah.
And there's something energetically
they embraced
there.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm embraced. Finally,
I'm embraced. Know you're in the right place. And you're going to, life isn't always easy. So there will be ups and downs. There's, you know, we all deal with that. But it just feels like the area embraces you. And like there's a community, if you're not already connected with them, there's a community of people. You know, like for me, that would probably be a community of spiritual people that like to do what I like to do. But, you know, something like that's going to be offered to you if you're not already part of it. And it's just going to be a neat connection for you, where you're just going to be like, I am home, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's why, that's why this upbeat energy. And I don't know why they keep saying a big fat yes, but they want you to know how large it is. So, okay. Thank you for calling. And
thank you,
Tracy. Tracy, thank you for the 2 minutes extra.
The 2 minutes.
Anytime, thank you. Stay blessed.
All right.
There we go. Bye-bye,
have
everyone.
Have a very good day. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We will see you all next week, same place, with a new subject. So
there we go.
Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.